With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Leslie on Blog Talk Radio here, coming at you from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. I have a wonderful guest today. Her name is Trish from Vibrant Health Network. Why did you get into the field that you're in?
Well, I'll tell you my story. I have a very unusual background. I grew up normal on a farm in Saskatchewan, second of five children. But I learned at a young age to be independent and look after myself and my younger siblings. My mother was mentally ill. To the full extent, she had hallucinations and talked to herself. She was obese, weighing 300 pounds, so she wasn't able to care for us. So it was an unfortunate part of my childhood because I didn't get that love I needed from my mother. And at school, I lived with the stigma and embarrassment of having an obese, mentally ill mother, and this limited my friendships and being accepted by my classmates. So, but I did other things. I grew a garden in childhood. I loved gardening. At the age of 12, my mother was committed to an asylum. So our family was able to function in a more normal way. But I couldn't wait to go home, leave home and go to university, get on with my life. And my interest in natural health started right in high school. I used to like reading about natural health and healing. Anyway, I went off to university for 3 years, and then I couldn't control my urge to travel anymore, so I went on a world tour for 3 years. I left when I was just turning 21 in 1976, and I spent 7 months island hopping in the Pacific and gradually changed into a vegetarian diet on that route as well. And then I found that if I ate non-veg, I got constipation and indigestion. By the age of 22, I gave up alcohol as well. So when I reached Australia 7 months later, on the taxi going from the airport to the guest house, I saw a sign there saying naturopathic doctor. And so I thought, that's the place I'm going to go back to and check it out because I'd never been to one. So I did. And first thing he did is look in my eyes, and he was doing iridology, and he said I had heavy skin. And I said, okay, what is heavy skin? He said, well, your bowels aren't working properly, so the waste are trying to come out your skin. So when I was 21 and I was in Sydney, Australia in 1977, I had my first colon hydrotherapy session, which was amazing, and I had to have a few of them, obviously. I grew up with chronic constipation, so my journey sort of continued there. And, eventually I did a nine-day juice fast as well with daily enemas, and I had so much energy. My skin got softer, and I hardly needed any sleep because I had so much energy. So all these things I experimented on myself to gain my knowledge of health and healing. When I was traveling, I lived with natives in the Pacific. I, you know, lived with the locals, New Zealand as well, New Guinea as well. In New Zealand, I had an unfortunate, embarrassing experience. At the age of 23, I was raped. This created a lot of anger in me, and that was all I could think about for 2 days, day and night. But once I got the lesson from it, then I was able to move on. And the lesson I got was that when someone does something bad for you, it doesn't lower you, it lowers them. That's something I hope I can help other people with as well. Eventually, I moved on to Southeast Asia and India, where I met my future husband, who was a yoga master and studying Ayurvedic medicine. And I felt that I finally found love in my life. His life was totally spiritual and revolved around yoga and exercise. And 1 week after meeting, we made our life program. And the day after my 24th birthday, I was meditating on the Ganges River, and I had a supernatural experience. With my eyes closed, I saw, everything I saw was like a bright yellow light, and I felt immense bliss, and words were spoken to me. And I would have been content to spend the rest of my life just sitting there in that spot. I wouldn't have missed anything. So eventually I sponsored him to Canada, and we worked to save up for a spiritual life in India. But unfortunately, I also watched him transform into a money-minded, greedy person who is abusive. And I was extremely attached. So that was another lesson for me in learning that we should love without attachment. And so eventually we moved back to India. And after 20 years, we went our separate ways. And I returned to Canada and did my nursing degree. And eventually, I found that this path conflicted with my ethical values on health and healing, and I decided to pursue my passion in natural healing and health, finally. And that's my story.
Well, it sounds like you definitely had a lot of experience and lessons along the way.
Yes, yes. Lessons I can use to help other people as well.
I remember when I met you, I tried the foot detox. Can you tell us a bit about foot detoxing?
Okay, well, I can tell you my own experience personally, because people, if they research on the internet, they'll find that there's conflicting evidence. People say it doesn't work, it doesn't do anything. But in January, I slipped on the ice and I shattered both of my wrists. So I had to have first conscious sedation, then I had surgery and plates and screws put in both my wrists. And general anesthesia. So 3 months later, I still had no energy. I was wiped out totally. And my hair never got its softness back because my hair was previously very soft. So after I decided to do the ionic foot detox on my hands to detox and did it for 3 days consecutive, then I spaced it out and my hair got soft from that alone. And I got my energy back. And I've also had people do it who felt relief in their, like somebody had arthritis in their toes and felt relief right after the session. And other people have had like arthritis in different parts of their body and have gotten relief. All the stuff that comes out, I mean, when I see lots of bile and coming out in the colon hydrotherapy, I know that they're going to have green in the foot bath because it's like detoxing the gallbladder. So it detoxes several systems, the liver, kidneys, gallbladder, joints, lymphatic is good overall for detoxification.
The green is bile? Is that what you're saying?
Detoxing.
Is it green in color?
It's green in color. I can't say it's bile or what it is. Actually, when you put your feet in the clear water, you put some sea salt and some current, and it sets up a reverse osmosis. And the waste come out of the skin. Out, you can absorb waste through the skin, you can let them go through the skin, and the blood's circulating all around the body every 2 minutes, so it's pulling out toxins as everything circulates around. And the theory is that different colors different parts of the body are detoxing. The cleanest I've ever seen it, and it's still brown, you know, dark in color, but it's not as thick and soupy, is a client who's vegan and 95% raw. And hers is the cleanest I've ever seen, but it's still not clear by any means. It's still brown. It's just not as thick and soupy. They have to experience it for themselves. I don't believe in just telling people all the results they're going to get because they should have their own experience. So it's everybody's choice if they want to try a therapy or not. I can tell them the benefits. You know, I can tell them what health problems it can help them with. But if they want to have the experience and see for themselves, they have to do it. There's no option. I have so many clients, their stories stick out. Actually, the people have a lot of problems with their digestive system, constipation, diarrhea. They have worms, parasites, gas, bloating, candida, indigestion, nausea, vomiting, heartburn, constant hunger, abdominal pain, body odor, bad breath, frequent illness, fatigue, and, you know, poor sleep, allergies. There's so many health problems, and colon hydrotherapy can help with all of the above and more. Actually, it's the body's sewer system. So it pollutes us from inside. So if it sits inside of us, it eventually gets reabsorbed into the bloodstream and circulates and creates disease anywhere in the body. So it's important to keep the colon clean, to keep yourself healthy. People have had skin problems clear up, abdominal pain. A lot of people walk out with a smaller stomach than when they walked in, and they feel so much lighter. And then they can their system starts moving. Some people have very bad constipation. So people can actually die of constipation. They can, like John Wayne, Elvis Presley, they both died of constipation. They can carry several pounds. Yeah, John Wayne had 40 pounds of, like, old feces in his colon. Yeah, and wow. I'm sure there's lots of people walking around like that, eh?
Imagine how tired they would be. Yeah. Curious, I've never seen what it looks like. Or
yeah, most people have a machine, but I have a gravity system, and I find it more effective. And it's based on the Toronto system, so it works with the body more, and more with the natural peristalsis, and it's very effective.
What does a machine do as opposed to what you have?
A machine, the concept of the machine is you take in as much water as you can, and then you open it up. And with mine, it's like you respond to the body, like immediately, you know, when the body wants to, you know, put out, you open the gates right away. It's not a holding contest.
Well, huh. What other kind of therapies, and you do this out of your home, right?
Is this
out of your home?
Yeah. Yes.
And so what other kind of therapies do you offer or recommend through you?
I do hypnotherapy as well. And my passion in hypnotherapy is past life regression. I like that the best. Of course, you can do a lot of things in hypnotherapy, but past life regression is sort of my passion. And a person can find out their purpose for this life. They can, you know, go into earlier in this life and then previous lives. You can go between the lives also. And usually you try and connect with lives that have some relevance to our present life. So you can also do, like, weight loss, anxiety. There's no limit to what you can do with hypnotherapy. If you have phobias, forgiveness issues, self-esteem, self-confidence, is just the sky's the limit with hypnotherapy. It's very relaxing, extremely.
And how long does the session take?
Around about 2 hours. We do a pre-talk and then a talk afterwards, but around about 2 hours or so. It can take longer as well.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept, hypnotherapy. I've never a session one-on-one, but I think it would be really, really interesting, because basically what you're doing is you're tapping in, but isn't there something you'd be tapping into and clearing the subconscious too, right? You'd be tapping into the subconscious mind, right? Or they would be.
Yes, and sometimes something comes up in another therapy, and it's like most problems with the health are emotional based, and sometimes they're based on another, even in another life, or a lot of things can be earlier in this life in childhood, and, you know, a problem that starts from there, or a phobia or whatever, because we all have, you know, things that happen to us in, you know, whether it's this life or another life, and it affects us on a subconscious level. And then, you know, like, for instance, somebody has a fear of water, you know, you can research and explore the cause of that, or a fear of flying, or even taking people back to the womb also.
That's got to be amazing.
Yeah. Sometimes they say, I feel scared, or I feel anxious. It actually, sometimes they feel like that right in the womb. You can take somebody back to the operating room surgery and when they're under anesthesia, and they can tell what the nurses and doctors are saying.
Well, apparently people don't forget anything, any sound, any visual or anything. That's what I've heard. So
yeah, it's all coded away in our conscious.
Mm-hmm. So you basically you help to uncode it and clear it.
Yes. I mean, sometimes just bringing it to their knowledge, bringing it out in the open, sometimes is enough for them to get over it. Just knowing, you know, what the cause was of their problem is enough for them to get over it. But yeah, you can uncover a lot of things in hypnosis.
Would you say you gotta be able to see it in order to release it, right? If they can't see it, then they're not going to be able to have the capacity to release it.
Yeah, it's,
right?
It's easier to let it go if you know what you're letting go. Yeah, and some people don't believe in past life, and reincarnation. So I actually did it on a lady who was really Christian, but she was willing, you know, she wanted to check and, you know, explore, and she saw two vivid lifetimes in vivid detail, so she believes in it now.
Ha. Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Yeah, do you have anything else that you wanted to share with us today?
Yeah, I just want to say why I got into this, you know, more about why I started a business in natural therapies. My earlier life was a search for love, you know, first from my mother and then from my husband, and I realized that receiving love isn't in my hand, so it's better to give. And I think there's a lot of people out there who are just as hungry for love, and I wanted to have a business that's love based and also combines my passion for natural health and healing. So I think because most diseases are emotional based, we need to work on many levels with clients to help them towards vibrant health. So people need to detoxify physically, emotionally, spiritually, intellectually, and energetically. What I've seen with the way that, you know, mental health is dealt with antidepressants, it's not a solution for mental illness and stress. I grew up with that. I've seen it, so I know. And then from my nursing experience, I also have seen that we can't get vibrant health from medications and surgery. A person needs to have a holistic approach with positive lifestyle changes to get results. We need to deal with the cause of the disease, not just the symptoms. So it's a journey. Getting vibrant health is a journey. And, we learn a lot about ourselves in the process.
Yeah, holistic. You know, I've heard people say the right medicine at the right time, you know, is good. You know, if it's too much or too little, or not at the right time, then it's, you know, it's not going to work. It's not going to be as beneficial. But I mean, like you say, holistic, right? We can look at the symptom, or we can look at, you know, the root.
Yeah. Well, if we deal with the cause, the symptoms can be resolved themselves. But if we deal with only symptoms and never actually get to the cause, we're not actually dealing with the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, say, dealing with a symptom, you take pain medication, it's not solving the problem. It's only covering up, masking the pain. That's what a lot of medicines do, is just cover up the symptoms.
This always makes me wonder, like, why? Why would a system be designed that way? It's always been very curious to me.
Everything's based on money these days. And when they make medicines, if they solve the problem, then there's less money to be made, I guess. If you deal with the cause, then, you know, you want, the ideal is to get people off medicines and not depend on them and, you know, live a healthy lifestyle. And that's, you know, my job is to keep people out of the hospitals. That's what I see as my job.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're doing a good job.
Thanks. It's my birthday tomorrow.
Yay!
Yay! Yeah.
Yay! We're celebrating your birthday. You're right on.
Yeah.
it's really good to connect with people who, like yourself, who are, you know, in that mode. And there's so much that we can share with each other by these conversations, right? And you just, I just think, well, how many people would this help just by listening and getting inspired, right? By listening to these stories, right? So
I think we just inspire people. If we inspire people, then we're planting a seed, and then and they can, you know, become empowered to help themselves. They're inspired. So the inspiration is key.
Yeah, inspiration is key, and sometimes inspiration comes from a story, or it comes from getting sick, or watching, you know, your loved ones get sick, right? And then there, and
yes.
this seems to propel, a whole lot of change, right? And right now, you know, so
I think maintenance is way better than waiting until you're sick. If you maintain yourself, it's like you get an oil change for your car, you know, on a regular basis. We should do the same for our bodies. We should maintain it on a regular basis so we don't get sick.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it works, right? I mean, there's a combination of things, you know, like, you know, colon therapy and the foot detox. I couldn't believe that was just amazing. I couldn't believe how much, you know, what I saw in the water. I did see a heart.
Yeah.
Do you remember me showing you the heart?
Do
you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, there was a big heart on the left, on my left foot, above my left foot, there was a heart, a shape of a heart. It was really neat. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'd love to take some time to come see you and do that again and actually study, you know, the coloring and stuff like that, and kind of see what's going on in my body. Well, you'd be able to help me with that, wouldn't you?
Don't yeah, see. You might want to see the colors coming out of your colon too.
Oh, I think that I would like to. I think it's a great idea. I mean, I've done the detoxing, like with. I used to work in health food store, so I had lots of things that I could try, and I did try, you know, different detox pills, right? But I don't know. I'm personally not really into taking pills, even if they're, you know, a natural health store. It's not where I really want to, where I flow. I'd rather get my nutrients and stuff like that and detox, like with breath and exercise and food, right? But
yeah,
colon therapy, I mean, that's a totally different story. I mean, that's an intense clear out. So I would love to try it. Yeah.
Yeah, and the feeling you have afterwards is like intense as well. You can see the difference right after colon hydrotherapy. You feel different right away.
Well, even after the foot detox, I felt energized. I mean, I'm pretty energized as it is, but yeah, I felt a jump start. That's for sure. Yeah,
nice.
I'm totally amazed at the whole process. Like, how can this? You call it, it's reverse osmosis, right? Like, how on earth does that, like, I can't even wrap my head around it. I don't get it. I don't get how that happens. And it's just an electrical current, right?
Yeah, well, like, we're absorbing things through the skin all the time. Like, you know, like, I have a article here on 30 ways you can poison yourself before breakfast. I mean, through the, you know, the detergent that clothes have been washed in, deodorants, toothpaste, you know, facial creams, body lotions, you know, there's heavy metals and toxins in all of these. So we're continually absorbing through the skin, but, like, you know, you can sweat out through the skin too. You do saunas and whatnot, you can detox through your skin as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one. I like the saunas, sweating. But,
oh,
yeah, the colon
India.
Therapy.
Yeah, I lived in India for 15 years, and we had monsoon season where it's really hot and humid and you sweat for like 3 months nonstop. But after monsoon, your skin is soft because it's cleaned out, right?
Yeah, that's living over, in a humid area, your skin sure feels nice, eh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you can get your skin and hair softer just by colon hydrotherapy. When you clean yourself out, your skin and hair get softer.
Yeah. Well, I felt your hair. It was amazing. Your hair is just like buttery soft. Wow. We've got about a minute left.
Okay.
We've got about a minute left of our show, so I just wanted to say, just to wrap things up, and thank you very much, Edmonton, Alberta. Trisha's here from Vibrant Health Network, and she's here to help you. If you have any questions, what number would they reach you at, or do you have a website or anything you want to call out? Website or a number?
Yes, 780-909-9085. And the website is Vibrant Health Network, www.vibranthealthnetwork.ca. And I'd like to mention, Ms. Laffalot, thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much for coming. It was a pleasure to meet you in person. Now I get to talk to you on the phone again, and I'll see you around the playground, I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
All right, Blog Talk Radio, thanks very much. This was Trish from Vibrant Health Network in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. And this is Ms. Laffalot here on Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/Ms. Laffalot. Thanks very much. Have a great day.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.